I'm Karen Given. Joe Buck calls the Super Bowl the U.S. Open Golf Tournament and the World Series. But recently, he was heard calling feeding time at a Twitter follower's chicken coop.
Wow, look at that move by the bigger one up on top of that little seesaw thing. I mean, this puts gerbils and habit trails to shame.
Scroll through Twitter these days and you'll find very serious pro announcers offering play-by-play of incredibly silly things. How did this all get started? Only A Game's Gary Wallach has the story.
Nick Heath is a play-by-play announcer, or as the Brits say, a commentator who calls international rugby matches.
Young's to the right-hand side, to Flood. Flood takes a step and thought he saw a gap where Mark Chisholm was lurking. But there wasn't one. Young's.
Or at least that's what he did before the pandemic.
You know, my social following was about 15,000 on something like Twitter. And my content would be interviews with rugby players and rugby news and updates and bits and pieces of promoting where I'm at and what I'm doing.
England's rugby premiership is set to postpone their league season. Plus,
obviously, as we saw the spread of COVID-19 beginning to hit across the world, then the sporting fixtures started disappearing from the calendar, and I was left with my livelihood disappearing in front of me.
For Heath and many professional broadcasters, no games has meant no income. But Heath says he didn't panic.
I ended up getting a little bit inventive. Took myself off for a walk and saw a couple of guys hopelessly kicking a football around a park and just thought, well, maybe while I'm sat here in the sunshine, I can just film a bit of them doing what they're doing and put a silly voice over the top.
And, well, that was absolutely terrible. That's what we've come to expect, really, from these two.
And, well, that's when the trouble started.
On March 17th, Heath posted the video on Twitter.
And a few hours later, I noticed that it had had 60,000 views, which is more than I would expect. And yeah, so when I saw that was going on, I thought, well, this is obviously tapped into a few other people who are entertained by a slightly inane, silly thing, and didn't think an awful lot more of it than that. But I woke up the next morning and was getting messages from friends who'd heard the clips played out on the BBC Radio 1 Radio Breakfast show, which is a big show, and I thought maybe I should just go out and film a few more of these while people are enjoying them.
Heath has shared nearly 30 of what he calls his life commentary videos, shot in and around Tooting, the neighborhood in London where he lives. They feature real-life scenarios, ranging from the utterly mundane to the slightly more exciting.
I've tried where possible not to kind of film people's faces, that kind of thing, because, you know, the joke is in this guy who's a commentator. He's almost just excited to be out of the house and his day is happy as a result.
Nowhere is that more evident than in Heath's description of pedestrians navigating a crosswalk outside the Tooting Broadway tube station.
Crossroad dash, light turns to red. We wait for the beeps. There they are now then. JD Sportsman, he's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder. And Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. 3 titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas Gold for the lap of honour. Victorious.
How similar or dissimilar are your approaches to commentary as a sports broadcaster and your approach to commentary during a pandemic?
Hopefully remarkably different, but perhaps my employers can tell you they're closer than I wish they were. Yeah, I mean, when I'm commentating on a rugby match, the important thing for me is to make a key observation, to try and paint a picture if it's on radio that really resonates with somebody and has an authenticity to it. In broadcasting, for me, it's important to be authentic, and the voice of the character I do in all of this is certainly not that.
Heath doesn't know how long it will be before he draws his next commentating paycheck. In the meantime, he's licensed an ever-growing collection of life commentary-inspired merchandise, including Spaniel Speedway t-shirts and coasters, and throw pillows celebrating a snail named Les Cargo's epic 15-millimeter race across a sidewalk.
His trail showing the amazing distance he's covered in the last 7 months. Now, Les is known for his up-and-over technique, and we've not seen...
Just after Heath began posting his videos on Twitter, he was contacted by legendary Scottish sports broadcaster Andrew Cotter.
He said to me, well, it's funny, you put out your live commentary clips at about the same time I just filmed my two dogs having dinner, but I couldn't very well put them out because I would have looked exactly like I was copying you. But knowing Andrew, knowing how much more established he is as a broadcaster over here, I sort of said, look, you've got to put it out.
20 seconds to go now. Olive closing in on victory in that coveted prize. I've been told she's a very good dog. One paw to control and a switch. Now Mabel's sensing this might be a chance. Still waiting. Still believing.
Cotter's play-by-play of his two dogs, Olive and Mabel, strategizing over a rubber bone, has racked up about 19 million views on Twitter.
That's way more than a big rugby international would get on views here in the UK.
And it's gone, and Mabel takes it. No mercy from the younger dog, who takes this victory just as time runs out. A famous win built on patience and sheer belief. For Olive, only thoughts of what might have been, but only herself to blame. She's given this one away, and that will hurt most of all. Bad dog.
Back on this side of the pond, and a couple thousand miles inland, Connor McGahee is a radio and television play-by-play guy for the Colorado Avalanche. He's also the PA announcer at Denver Broncos home games, when there are games.
Every single thing about calling the games, about doing them, I miss.
When McGahee saw the videos by Heath, Cotter, and Buck, he thought it would be cool to try some of his own.
A family locally here in Denver sent a tweet, and they said, hey, we miss hearing the Avalanche on the radio. Would you mind doing play-by-play for this altercation?
But it wasn't between hulking ice warriors.
Right. Oh, we got a cat fight. He jumps up onto the couch, completely doing away with the height disadvantage. Winston, now chilling, wagging the tag. Oh, and there goes Felix.
And that turned into 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 pet videos that people would send in.
And a disclaimer, all the videos are playful, not actual fights. And how have people responded to your work? Have the reviews been positive?
Very positive. People say, you know, I don't really care about the hockey, which we would usually get, you know, on this Twitter feed, but I'll stay for the cats.
They stay for the humans, too. One of McGahee's followers presented him with the opportunity to extend his artistic range.
Her mother had just got out of surgery and needed to keep moving and get back to health. So she said, you know, it would be really nice to have some play-by-play to this to get her motivated to come back.
The woman set up a mini obstacle course in a hallway.
With different, you know, toy cars and stuff in the way down a hallway.
17 days on the IR, and here comes Cricket. Don't forget about the carpet. Carpet is the underrated monster of this obstacle course, and she gets past it.
Now, after calling all those cat fights, it must have been a relief to have, as your subject, at least one human.
Yep, and she did a marvelous job.
Colin Cosell is also taking requests. He's the PA announcer at New York Mets home games. He's also the grandson of Howard Cosell. In the absence of pay he'd be earning for that work, Cosell has been recording walk-ups. That's the quick announcement as a batter approaches home plate, often accompanied by music. Cosell has been doing them for anyone who asks. Many of the requests are the kind you'd expect, from heartbroken fans and kids with big league dreams. But his best work stems from the more unusual requests.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. John and Michelle are thrilled to announce the birth of their twins, Malios and Murray!
He got one from a synchronized swimmer.
Are you ready for it?
Now swimming for the New Canaan Aquianas, Sweet 16, Alexandra Matthews.
And he even got one from a radio producer who still can't get over the fact that he never made it to the major leagues.
The third baseman, number 15, Gary Wallach.
Cosell says he prioritizes walk-up requests from medical workers and children. When I talked with him in late April, he said he had produced 600 of them. That's about 100 hours of work. Since then, Cosell has gotten another 200 requests. He expects at least a couple hundred more. Have you been tempted to charge money for these?
You know, no one's working right now, or very few people are. The unemployment rate is through the roof, and the last thing people need to be doing is spending money on someone just saying their name into a microphone. So I decided against it.
Cosell's wife is still working from home, so there is income. and Cosell says he's happy to be doing something, anything, for now. But he really misses his day job.
I miss every aspect of it. I miss the excitement of going to the ballpark to call a game, you know, being in the booth, being at Citi Field, opening my window and high-fiving fans as they're leaving, and just that shared joy. And I miss that escape, you know? Now, what do we have to root for? That the numbers plummet, the deaths plummet, those admitted to hospitals plummet? It's a pretty dark way to go through your day. Not to say that I'm not rooting for those things, but I can't focus on that darkness because it will consume you.
So here we are in week 7, or maybe it's week 8, or week 29 of the almost no sports era. Catfight play-by-play guy Connor McGahee can't wait to get back to calling Colorado Avalanche games.
No matter what we've been dealing with in this country over time, we've really had sports to sort of default to and get us through. And that has not been the case this time. And when we get back to it as broadcasters or fans, I think we'll rejoice and appreciate it even more.
Colin Cosell says he'll be among those rejoicing after all the hardships, the dwindling bank accounts, and the sadness.
We are human beings. We adapt, we move on, and when sports comes back, again, it'll just be that much sweeter.
And you're looking forward to that, I'm sure.
You have no idea.
Actually, I kind of do.
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.